الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات النعيم خالدين فيها وعد الله حقا وهو العزيز الحكيم. In the beginning of the surah, Allah mentioned the qualities of the Quran and those who follow it. And then those people who try and distract from the Quran, which is a very serious matter. Those people who try and distract people from deen, in whichever form of entertainment, whether it is sports, whether it's TV, whether it's anything else to distract from deen, is a very serious matter. On the other hand, those people who encourage on deen, who live according to deen and encourage on deen, Allah says with regard to them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جُو لُوگ يَقِينَ لَعَيْ اور كِيَ بَلَيْ كَامْ. Those people who brought iman on Allah and they did righteous deeds, lahum jannatun na'im, unke waste hai ni'mat ke baag. For them are gardens of great pleasure and enjoyments, the gardens of Jannat. خالدین فیہا, ہمیشہ رہا کرے ان میں, and they will live in them forever and ever. And there, of course, there will be no sickness also, no old age also, no fears and dangers of anything. Such a wonderful life, and it is up to us now, while we are in this world, to acquire that life, to make our iman and amal. And the other part, which is very sad, if we don't get Jannat, it's not we're just going to be left out in the cold. A person will suffer terribly in the fire of Jahannam. So it's a very serious matter that we are in this world, not just to live it up here, but to make our akhirat. وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ, وَعَدَ هُو چُكَ اللَّهَ سَچَّا. Allah's promise has been made, and this is 100% true and an established fact, the promise of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, اور وہ زبردست ہے حکمت والا. And Allah Ta'ala is the all-powerful, and He is the one full of wisdom. Every command and every action of His is full of wisdom. خلق, and to understand Allah Ta'ala and to know Allah Ta'ala, Allah invites us now to recognize Him. By seeing His creation around us, a person will recognize Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said a beautiful poem with regard to this: Sare ardo sama dekhkar, seeing the heavens and the earth, we have realized. Sare ardo sama dekhkar, pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. We found our Allah. So by looking at Allah's creation, a person will find Allah Ta'ala. A person reads a wonderful piece of prose or poetry, then he's overtaken by the writer of it. A person sees some beautiful artwork and he realizes how great the artist is. So by seeing the creation of Allah, a person will realize how great Allah Ta'ala is. So one of those things which is manifest and open to everyone, Allah Ta'ala says, خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها, بنائے آسمان بغیر ستونوں کے تم اس کو دیکھتے ہو. Allah Ta'ala has created the skies without anything that supports the sky. Like we have our masjid here, our houses, the roof of the masjid is supported by the four walls, by the columns which are here. If you remove the four walls, the column, the roof will fall down. But the sky, there are no columns holding it up. It is just suspended like that, and just suspended in space. The sky also is just suspended like that. And Allah Ta'ala, the world is round, the sky is all around the world. A round sky Allah has made, and it's just suspended like that. وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ, اور رکھ دیئے زمین پر پہار. And don't you see the mountains? This Allah Ta'ala has made to keep as a weight, so that the world does not move, the earth does not move around. Just like you are working in your office, you have got lot of papers on your desk. The fan is on or the window is open. You put certain weights on the paper so they don't fly around. Allah has made the mountains, and there are huge mountains in the seas also. And these are keeping the earth intact. Just as late as 1965 was the first time scientists realized this is what the work of these mountains are. That they found readings which they took around on the ground, and when they took it at the foot of the mountain, it was completely different. Their research further led them that at the bottom of the earth there are 200 kilometer steel plates, and they will move around if they are not kept down by weights. And if they have to move around, then we'll find Africa is here today, tomorrow it's in the place of Australia, the next in the place of Asia. All the like papers in our office, if the wind blows, how the papers blow all from one side to the other. But it is these mountains that are keeping them in place. And when they move just a little bit, then we have volcanoes, we have earthquakes, etc. And when Qiyamah will come, these mountains will fly in the air. Then there will be complete chaos. A person will not be able to understand at all what is happening. So these mountains also we see, but we don't take a lesson and see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala behind them. Antamida bikum bahar ke tumko lekar jhuk na pare. So these mountains are here so that you don't just fly around and the earth remains in order. Wabatha fiha min kulli dabba. Or kuch dabe usme sab uske janwar. And also the animals which Allah Ta'ala has made, and all living things can live comfortably on this earth. If the earth had to be moving all the time, what should happen? Whoever might have experienced, or we read, we know about an earthquake which just comes for a few seconds, just about a minute, more than a minute, but then how buildings are destroyed, how people go out of their minds and they don't know what is happening. If there wasn't this mountains, this would have been happening continually. We should not have been able to walk, sleep, or even drive on the earth. Our building should not have stood. So this is all the Qudrat of Allah, which a person is supposed to see, realize Allah's great power, and then become obedient, humble himself in front of Allah Ta'ala. وَانْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءَ. Or utara humne asman se pani. And then in our great Qudrat and power, we send down water for you from the skies. Water which is carried in the clouds. Those clouds haven't got any containers, plastic or glass or anything, but the water is just suspended. Water is very, very heavy, and it is suspended on air which is extremely light. And then Allah, according to His command, the water comes down in a beautiful light drizzle. It drizzles the whole night and it soaks the ground wonderfully. Or if Allah wants to, He sends it down as a cloud burst, and we have floods everywhere. All this is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. پھر اُگائی زمین میں ہر قسم کی جورِ خاص سے. And then we say, we make things to grow all in pairs on the earth, and with what great respect and honor Allah makes the things grow. Yeah, also if a person thinks, yeah, the earth is at the bottom, in winter it has become dry, the grass is burnt out black or it is gone grey, and from on top, from the sky, water comes down. Now all fruits start coming out. All vegetation start coming out. We enjoy all this, but we don't see the Qudrat of Allah behind it. We enjoy our mutton. We enjoy our chicken. They are all eating from the ground. We enjoy our fruit, our vegetables, our rice, our flour. All that is coming from the ground, and it all happened by the rain that came from the heavens. So we should see Allah's Qudrat behind this, and be thankful to Allah and obedient to Him. هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ. یہ سب کچھ بنایا ہوا اللہ کا. This is the creation of Allah. Open your eyes and see this creation of Allah and recognize how great your Allah is. Faruni mada khalaq alladhina min duni. So dikhlao mujhko ke kya banaya auron ne jo uske siwa hai. Show me what have those created who are besides Allah. Scientists might claim what they want to. In technology they can say what they have advanced. But let them show one bit of this creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah alone is the creator, controller, sustainer, and everything returns back to Allah Ta'ala again. بَلِ الظَّالِمِينَ فِي ظَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ کچھ نہیں پر بے انصاف سری بھٹک رہے ہیں. It's nothing else but those people who are wrongdoers, they have gone completely astray. Their eyes are blind. The eyes of the head are blind. The eyes of the heart are blind. They can't see this great قدرت of Allah Ta'ala. It is a mu'min who believes, and a person who has made effort to open the eyes of the heart, he sees Allah Ta'ala everywhere. As Khaja Azizul Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali said, to zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai. You are everywhere Allah, but at the same time you are in a thousand veils. We can't see you also, but we see you. We see your work all the time. To zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai, to baatin hai aur sakht izhar tera. You are hidden, but yet you are so manifest and open. To awwal, to akhir, to zahir, to baatin, tu hi hai tu hi ya ke asar tera. It's only you everywhere or your clear signs that we can see. So fortunate is the believer, and that believer whose eyes of the heart are open and he sees Allah, he falls headlong in love with Allah Ta'ala. And a person who has found the love of Allah, there is no greater joy. A person loves his wife, loves his children, loves his house, his car, business. How much enjoyment he gets in that love. If you get the giver and the creator of love, if you find the love of Allah, there is no greater joy than that what a person can get.